About setting goals, you should never start by setting the biggest, craziest goal. You have to do small part goals, small goals you can see you can achieve. Then you have to, the most important stuff is when you achieve a goal, you have to celebrate.
Hey, 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 I am Van Tucker. The Socket is a podcast about improving the quality of life of amputees, featuring conversations with the global amputee community. Today, I'm super excited. We have Bo, aka One Leg Warrior, with us, discussing his journey traveling the world with sports to his techniques of goal setting. So without further ado, let's dive in.
We are now on air. Hi, Bo. Welcome to The Socket. Really excited to have you here today. It's kind of funny. Where should I start off with you, Bo? You know, I found you're an incredible athlete, full of energy. And, you know, I was looking at your profile and you have tons of accomplishments, you know. So I'm just ready to dive in here. And, you know, the first thing I found is, you know, I found CrossFit and, you know, OCR is like really part of heavily into your life. So,
yeah,
you know, for some people, they, you know, CrossFit's pretty popular, but I had to Google, what is OCR? That's something I wasn't really familiar with. So maybe kind of tell us about how you got started at CrossFit and OCR. I'd love for you to just kind of tell us about that journey you had.
Actually, thank you for having me on the show, on the podcast. It's wonderful to be here. I will say that first. Well, it's actually crazy because all of this has been one long journey of sports. I actually in my life I've been on three different national teams. I've both done jiu-jitsu, I've done athletics, I've done para triathlon, and now all this journey. Actually, I had a long career in athletics, in para sports, and stopped in 2011 after the World Championships. I was doing javelin, and it went all wrong. I learned a lot from that because it was a journey to get there to this World Championships. It was really a struggle. It's a whole nother story. I could talk for hours about that. But actually, that was the basics because it took me really some time to qualify, and in the worst ever conditioning, I broke my personal best 5 times in 6 throws and got to the World Championships. So that was a whole journey about if you believe it, you can achieve it. Mm-hmm. So I stopped athletics because I got two beautiful daughters now. Now they are 13 and almost 10. At that time, they were really small kids in 2011. And I was traveling a lot in athletics and I thought about, I have to be more at home.
Yep.
So I stopped my athletic career and started para triathlon. I starting up this whole national team in Denmark. So I was with the national bureau to start up this and competed myself. But I'm always running was my worst stuff to do. I was not bad at it. I thought it was more fun to swim and to bicycle. So I had to work on that, and I didn't think that running long distances and just running without something happening was fun. So accidentally, I was introduced to OCR in 2014 in Copenhagen, in Denmark. It was a race called Toughest, my first race ever, and it was 8 kilometers long obstacle course run. OCR run with 40 obstacles, and I really, when I've done this with one of my friends, I was so struck by this. This is so fun. This is what I want to do, because also my old military career and obstacle course, you have this is the military and the Marine. So I wanted to go full in on that. So I quit triathlon and started OCR, and actually. My OCR journey started there, but in 2015, there was takeouts to a little show you got in America called Ninja Warrior.
Yep, I've seen that before. Yeah.
Actually, there was takeouts, and I was thinking, why the hell not? So I went to the takeouts. I was in quite good shape and actually got through all the physical tests and not just got through. I made it quite good. Mm-hmm. And they took me on the show, Swedish Ninja Warrior Season 2. So I was actually the first amputee in the world to be on the show. I know you got some guys in America.
That's awesome.
So I was awesome. I didn't make it far because of the prosthetic was in the way, but that I made it on the show. I got a great experience, and it was so fun to do that show. But it also formed my interest for OCR. And actually, this takeout was held in a CrossFit box in Malmö. I'm Danish, but live in Sweden. Mm-hmm. There's a bridge from Copenhagen to Malmö, so you can drive over between the two countries. And a Danish guy who owns a CrossFit box in Malmö, he hooked on me and he said, you should come train with us, CrossFit box. And then some of the CrossFit is about weightlifting as well. The classic weightlifting, deadlifts, snatch, cleans. And I got that from my athletics career. So my body memory was like, yes, this is what was fun. This was, and it was a mix of gymnastics. And I've always been a really all-round guy in sports.
Yeah.
So I was hooked on CrossFit and OCR. And these two sports are really great to each other because you get strong, you get stamina, you get the explosive strings from CrossFit. You can use it on an OCR course. So actually, that was the way I started the journey on these two. That was a long answer to a small question.
No worries. That's awesome. So as for you today, so you do a lot of OCR locally or traveling. How's it, you know, you mentioned you were really before like a traveling athlete and you kind of wanted to not travel as much. How do you kind of go about today with OCR?
Oh, about the traveling stuff, I really go around. I'm afraid 3.5 years ago, I got divorced from my wife and got a lot of spare time. So I've been traveling. I've been in Las Vegas doing the World's Toughest Mudder. It's a 24 hours obstacle course race in the desert. Mm-hmm. I did that. And then actually, it was a part of a TV show in Sweden that was about reaching your goals. So so I went to Vegas and competed there. And I also been to Atlanta at the same race in 18 and did the 24-hour race. And after that, my prosthetic knee broke in all the mud and it was frozen and everything. And it didn't work out. I jumped out of the race, but then said, no more 24-hour races for me. But I actually did one in Sweden last year as well, just as team. So I'm like the fish in Finding Nemo, Doris, you know. It's like, I'm not going to do this race again. Oh, a race. It's like fuel to do fun stuff. But I like challenges. I like to be challenged. So that's why I do it. I travel all around Europe. I've been in the mountains in Andorra, outside of Spain. And when I went to the race, I thought, Andorra, it seems warm. But I didn't check out. It was mountains I was running in. So I went there. I was like, oh, fuck. It's mountains. But I ran and I did well and I had fun. So, well, I do crazy stuff. And that's what keeps me going. And about the OCI, I travel a lot. I'm also working as a speaker of some races because it's fun to do different stuff. I coach some elite athletes as well. I actually started up my own race in Sweden, but Corona came, and then it was supposed to be the 18th of April, but I have to postpone it. So we hope in October I can push it through.
So you are a big goal setting man, you know. So it looks like goals are not really something that you take very lightly. You know, you set big goals and you go for it. So how do you kind of go about setting these goals and actually achieving them? Because some of these goals at first most likely like these are like, no way I could do this. And or maybe other people he talked to, he's like, you're crazy, Bo. How are you going to do this? Then you like prove him wrong. So how do you go about setting these goals and actually achieving these goals?
Yeah. Well, about setting goals, you should never start by setting the biggest, craziest goal. You have to do small part goals, small goals you can see you can achieve. Then you have to, the most important stuff is when you achieve a goal, you have to celebrate. You have to have fun, you have to enjoy you actually did it, so you don't take over next goal, without enjoying that you actually achieved something. So I'm really good at celebrating goals at the time. But when you have achieved the small goals and they get bigger and they get better, you can push yourself. Actually, I always say limitations is only in your own head. It's not about losing an arm or a leg or something like that. You can achieve so much more than you know. And it's also people who doesn't have lost a limb or something like that. It's just how to get out of the couch, how simple it is. You limited yourself. Actually, I have a story. I was newly amputated and started come home after training for walking and everything, and I got home and my wife's bicycle had a flat tire and I fixed it and I jumped on the bike to try it on and I fell in our garage and I kicked the bike off and I crossed my arms and was mad and the neighbors walked through and said, what the hell is he doing? And I was like, bicycling is not for me. 1.5 year later, I borrowed a bike from a competition bike for one of my friends, jumped on it and bicycled for 60 kilometers. And I said, what the hell did you do to yourself? You say limitations are in your own head and you put limitations on yourself. So that's what I did. So I always try to remember that story I have to remember not to put limits on myself, because always every people have this feeling that, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that. But if you reach for the goals and work hard through them or for them, you can achieve them. You have to dare to dream.
I really like the insight of setting, you know, smaller goals and work your way up so you just don't get demotivated by making this crazy goal that you need to work your way up to. And also you add in the part about celebrating. So how do you know, you said you're really good at celebrating. So how do you kind of celebrate? What's some examples of some goals you had and you celebrated? Because that's one big approach of it as well.
Well, you can say when I did Spartan races in America too. I did a Spartan race in Andorra in the mountains. And my goal, if I got through it in a time cap, a certain time cap, I would qualify for the Spartan Power World Championships. And I made it. Of course I made it. And I popped a bottle of champagne and celebrated.
Got it.
So, and enjoyed it and ate some good food and let myself celebrate and be happy. Because if you don't stop up to be happy, why push through goals if you're not happy achieving them?
Exactly. One thing I noticed, you have this nickname you call One Leg Warrior. So how did that come about, the One Leg Warrior nickname?
Yeah, well, it's a long story short. I have a former career in the Danish Navy and the Danish Army. I was a tech diver and a naval diver, and been to Iraq and Kosovo. And I stopped in the military and opened a dive center, and then my accident happened. And then I started to do some lectures about motivation, setting goals, telling my story, and I needed some brand to do it. I was one leg, I was an ex-warrior, so, and I fight for what I believe in, I fight for the goals to achieve them, so One Legged Warrior. And I got a friend in Iceland who in Reykjavik. He draw the logo. He's a 3D senior artist. He make characters for games, PC games. So it's he made the logo, and yeah, that's how it was born. So I got a race vest with One Leg Warrior. So I'm known as the One Leg Warrior in OCR and CrossFit.
That's awesome. Especially how you got the logo, you made a brand out of it. Obviously kind of whole journey. So
yeah.
So this is I bet you get this question maybe every once in a while, but what's the best tip for an amputee wishing to get started within CrossFit or OCR? That maybe they haven't really pushed themselves to that level yet and they say, I can't do this. So what's a tip you may give to them to actually get started in it?
To get out of the couch, get out of the door, and just try it. I know CrossFit can be, if you look at the games or and see these amazing athletes that's so strong, crazy strong, you can get intimidated. But everyone, even with two legs, the first time they when goes into a sport, they can't be good at it. You have to learn. It's actually the same stuff about learning to walk when you get your leg amputated. It's a whole nother story to walk with your, if you don't have your knee as me, you have to walk with your back thigh and your bum. You have to learn to walk again. And this, it's a whole new world. But I think the most important stuff is to dare to do it. If it's bicycling, swimming, or any other sports, you have to dare to jump into it. And actually, also when I do my lectures and I talk to people, the most important stuff, if you are going to do new stuff, setting small goals, is ask someone to help you. Ask for help. We people are really bad at asking for help to achieve something or to you can have limitations in your head and you can have limitations that you need something that others can help you with. Then you have to ask people for help and you have to dare to do it. So that's really important in the step to do it. And you have to keep on dreaming and believe in your dreams to do it. So if you want to try a new sport, just do it as an IE. But the most important stuff I also want to tip as an amputee, it is to use both legs as much as possible. So you get the same amount of weight on the body equals the amputee side or the strong side. Try to train with two legs, not on one. So do it equal in the whole body. You understand what I mean?
Yep, got it. And how about from, the comfort side? How do you kind of manage the comfort of, your prosthesis while you're doing these high impact events? Do you have any tips for that?
It's only to accept that your stump will adjust when you train. You can get fluid in it. You can also need new sockets a lot of times because your body's changing when you do new stuff. If you start weightlifting and you do that for 3 months, the first 3 months can be an enormous change on your stump and your whole body if you're not used to work out. So that's also be in touch and have a good engineer to help you with the prosthesis, advise you. Not all of those are used to be people being active. Mm-hmm. It's really important to have the right guy or girl to talk to get advice to, or that can help you in a direction to talk to other people that know more about it.
Perfect. So kind of going on this whole idea because of you kind of having your experiences and really helping out others. So what do you wish you've known when you lost your leg in 2004? What's like one thing you wish, man, I wish I knew that then, that you know now when you started doing all this?
Well, when I lost my leg, it was not common in Denmark to see a lot of amputees or something like that, because we didn't have guys as lot as now that went to Afghanistan, Iraq, that came home, like you are veterans. So it was not so well known in the public picture. At the hospital, a doctor came with a picture of one American guy who lost his two legs. He was running on blades. And I was like, okay, I can do that. But they said, do you want someone to talk to? We have a priest. And I was like saying, I'm not dying. Why do I need a priest to talk to? I wanted someone to get me going on training and everything. So I really had to find the way myself. I had a fireman to train with sometimes, and started swimming and everything. But actually, it's about the socket system. I remember I had socket system, not with a liner, but I had a nylon strap. You have to draw the skin down, direct contact. And if you were wet, sweaty, everything, it could be so much trouble to get this going. And after some years, I got the liner system. I was like, oh, why didn't I know that? Why didn't I try that? It's a whole new world when you go from that to this. I wished I started on that or got introduced to that time. But that's one thing I really wanted to have more access to advice. Mm-hmm. Actually, and I can see sometimes we have some groups. I'm in a group, both a Facebook group, both in Sweden and Denmark, where new amputees can ask questions, and you can talk and you can exchange experiences on a basic level.
That's awesome. Some great insights there. And kind of going through my next question I got for you. So you kind of mentioned this up on the top when you're talking about where your name came from. But what is your favorite quote?
I would go with the one I mentioned, limitations is only in your own mind.
And how did you kind of derive from this quote? I saw it on your website, and I saw it's kind of like where you kind of mentioned it, where you're talking. So kind of what's the story of how you kind of came up with that?
I actually don't remember how I came up with it. But as I told you the story about the bicycle before, I put limitations on myself, and I try really to push those away. I actually think... I just got last year. I got the Genium Ultrabox Genium X3 knee, so it's waterproof.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now the feeling of walking into water again, having a leg on, not have to jump on one leg or crutches and everything, it was amazing. That was the biggest limitation, I think, when you have to go to the beach with the kids and everything, and it's really hard with crutches and everything in the sand, and you have to take the legs off, and now you just walk on in the pool area, water slides, everything. It was really relief to get this off. I think I managed to not limit myself at all. But it's a travel to get there. But also, I'm certain that there are some limitations I don't remember now. But after we finished this, I was like, oh, I should have said that. But I really try to. I'm at a point in my life when I go up in the morning. The first I do, put on my leg. The last thing I do when I go to bed, take off my leg. So I have my leg on from. Get up in the morning to go to sleep, and that's really a travel to not could walk on the leg for more than 2-3 hours, now to actually have a full day and do normal stuff. not be thinking about having a prosthetic leg.
That's awesome. So what are some like big goals you've got coming up next? I know since you've gone through so many amazing experiences, what's your next goal that you're currently working towards?
I actually was going to do a CrossFit competition in Sweden for charity with some other guys, but Corona kicked its ass, so there's nothing to do at the moment. So, and I was going to go to Vermont, that was the OCR World Championships there this year, but I don't think it's going to be off. There's World's Toughest Mother once again in Dallas. Yeah, I really like to see Dallas. I like the U.S. and to travel to see the different sides of your amazing big country. There's so much to see there. So, but I don't think I'm coming over this year because of the Corona, I'm afraid. So I hope next year would be a opener for everything.
Agreed. The Corona has caused some major changes for all of us, you know, especially like events.
But the goal just now is to get back in shape because a little bit over a month ago, I twisted my ankle and got a sprain. So I haven't had the opportunity to run on it, but I'm starting light workouts in 10-kilo weight vests doing some CrossFit and trying to push it, push the limits again, and get back because it's too boring for me to just sit on a couch or do something. I wanted to be adventurous and push myself again. So I'm getting back, and the goal is to get back and to be full recovered soon.
Awesome. And is there any you are very insightful here, that way you kind of set goals and you approach your life. So is there any books that you've read that really helped you on this journey?
I actually read a lot of self biographies by some elite soldiers. Got something from them. I've Instagram is a big inspiration. A lot of people I follow there is like, they can give some special parts that you say, I want to do that. This is an amazing person, just pushing the limits. And I also got a lot of different people around me that's amazing. That inspire me. So that's really what I use at the moment.
Awesome. So getting ready to wrap it up here, Bo. So I was just wondering, is there anything I should have asked that I didn't ask you that you would love to include to our listeners?
I don't know. I know I talk a lot and I have a lot to say, but I think we rounded up pretty much. About motivation and goals, actually, and my advice is if you want to do something and you don't know how to get on with it, just ask for help. Write some of the great athletes out there, amputees or people, and I'm sure they will come with an answer and an advice to you.
Awesome. And those listeners that want to reach out to you, how can they connect with you?
Well, they could go to my Instagram, One Leg Warrior, and write me there. They could go to my homepage, onelegwarrior.com, and write me there. There's mail info. So just reach out.
Awesome, Bo. Well, it's been a pleasure to have you on the Socket with us. I'm glad to really take the time, especially during these crazy moments where, you know, the whole world is kind of on shutdown, and a lot of your favorite events are kind of getting canceled, but you're still staying positive and helping people out throughout the world. So thank you, Bo, and thanks for all the listeners checking in here today.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.